Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Cousins are like called so often. He didn't tell me about it.
You know these kids, they forget to tell their parents everything. He heard his owner's name.
Assalamu alaikum. Kayfa halak?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. Do you speak English?
Of course I do, brother. I am from Pakistan and English is our second language. I am Mansoor. Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa. I'm Ziad.
South Africa. Mashallah. The land of Nelson Mandela.
Hello? Can I help you?
I am Jasmine. I need to speak to your mother urgently.
I'm sorry, but my mom is sleeping. She's not feeling too well right now, so you'll have to come back another time.
No! Please, you must call her right now. If I don't speak to her today, I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm going to jump off the balcony.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك.
أبو هريرة reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, verily, the small space of a whoop in paradise is better than the entire world and everything in it. Recite the verse if you wish. Whoever is delivered from hellfire and admitted into paradise has won. What is the life of this world but the enjoyment of delusion?" Sunan al-Tirmidhi, chapter 3, verse 185. In Atlantis, Raisa is finally getting to relax while the kids and Ziad have a blast. Sophia is relieved to get away and Hanzala is awed by everything he sees. They try out as many of the water slides as they can, but they know it will be impossible to try all the 105 rides and slides that the park has on offer. After taking a break for lunch at the Palm Hotel where they're staying, Raisa and Ziad are tired, so they sit by and watch the kids enjoying themselves.
Raisa, wow, this place is something else, eh? We should have come here a lot more sooner. I'm so glad you took the time off and organized all of this for us.
It's like a fantasy land. I didn't think I would be able to get away, because even though I only have to be at school during the week, I have so much paperwork that I need to do on weekends.
Did you manage to get it all done at school this week?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I did, so I won't have a backlog. Ziad, I don't see the kids. Do you want to check where they are?
Stop stressing today. They are fine. There are lifeguards everywhere, and I told them to stay together. This place is quite safe, you know.
I know. I was just so used to being on my guard all the time back home. And I don't want Sophia to go on that aqua trek alone. She's never been on something like that before, where she had to go underwater walking with the fish. I'm worried. She might just get another panic attack like she did that time on the walkway to the plane when we were leaving to come here.
Chill, Ray. She'll be fine. She doesn't have anything to be anxious about yet. And I told you, I'll go with her. We've been in Dubai over 3 months now. You need to learn to lighten up. Just enjoy the place.
Like you are, I suppose.
What do you mean?
Ziad, I saw you at the mall last week when I popped in for some groceries. You were at the 10-11 coffee shop when I walked by, and I saw you sitting with a group of people. You look very cozy speaking to the men and the women.
What? Oh, you mean... No, Ray. That wasn't what you think it was. You should stop making assumptions without checking with me.
Really? I see my husband sitting with strange women and I shouldn't make assumptions?
Exactly. Listen, there were these two couples sitting on the table next to mine. And the one guy was someone I had spoken to a couple of times at the gym, right? So they invited me to join them. And we got talking and talking, and in fact, They must have seen us when their wives were still there. But the woman left to go shopping barely 5 minutes after I joined them on that table.
Really? Oh, I feel like such an idiot. And it's been eating me up the whole time.
I'm sorry, Isa. Had you asked me immediately, I would have explained.
No, it's my fault. I shouldn't have waited so long to chat with you. Anyway, I think I'm going to go over to that spa at the hotel for a bit. I thought I'd get a massage.
Great idea. Maybe I'll join you.
But I thought you hated massages, Yad.
I do, but maybe I'll get a manicure while you get a massage.
What? You must be joking, right? Getting a manicure is something you've never ever done.
Ah, come on, Ray. This is the new age. Lots of guys get manicures nowadays. I'm just keeping up with the trends.
Ziad, back home, you would never do stuff like that. I know you used to laugh at the few guys at work who'd go for facials and lasers and manis. You'd always say, real men don't do those things.
Back home, I was so busy working. I never had the time to indulge in this kind of things. But it's fine. If you don't want me to use your money to spoil myself once in a while, then just say so, okay?
Ah, Siad, I never said that. When did I ever say that it was my money? Didn't I just take a huge chunk of it now to give us a nice weekend break with the kids? I even booked us at the farm, which is on special. It's super expensive. If you remember from the beginning, I've said that the money I earn is our money.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I didn't mean to be so snappy with you. It's just that I thought that since we are here, I might as well try out everything they have to offer, right?
All right. Let's go and find the kids and tell them we are going to the spa together.
Sophia is back at school after their weekend break at Atlantis. Although she saw Batul and Huda in her English class earlier, they did not speak because they had an exam scheduled, and now she avoids the cafeteria as she does not want to bump into them. As she makes her way to a bench on the edge of the sports field where a hockey match is underway, an older girl approaches her. Sophia is hesitant to get drawn into conversation, but the girl is so sweet and friendly that she finds her easy to chat to.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Aapke naam kya hai?
Sorry, do you speak English?
Oh, you look Indian. Sorry, I was asking what your name is.
Oh, I'm Sophia.
Nice to meet you, Sophia. I'm Rumana. Where are you from?
From South Africa.
Ah, okay. There are quite a few South Africans in Dubai nowadays. Although not too many at DIS.
I think it's quite expensive, right? But my mom is a teacher here, so my brother and I get benefits when it comes to school fees.
Wow, that's great. But why are you sitting here all alone?
I haven't really had time to make friends. And, well, some of the girls did speak to me, but they were a bit pushy, like bullies, you know?
Oh, no, that's horrible. But don't stress, I'll be your friend, even though we're in different grades.
What grade are you in, Romana?
The 11th grade. I've been at a school since the first grade, so I can't imagine what it must have been like for you, moving halfway across the world and having to adjust to a new country and a new school and people.
It's been rough, but, well, I'm getting used to it.
Don't worry, Sophia. You and I are going to be good friends. Then you'll be able to settle in much more nicely. And don't stress about the bullies. We'll put them in their place the next time they bother you.
Back in South Africa, Aishama is on the phone with her friend, Hauma.
It's very quiet there now, Aisa. What happened to that bird you were looking after?
Areho, it's night time. He's sleeping now. I like to put him to bed early so I can have my cup of tea in peace.
How you put him to bed, Aisa?
Areho, I thought you knew everything. I just put his cover over his cage. Then it's all dark, so he knows he must go sleep.
Ooh, I wish I could do that with my Mahmood. He is not like my first husband. You know Babu. Babu was so quiet, always with his nose in that chapo. But this one, he always got something to say. I'm the one who's the influencer, you know, Aisa. But I think my Mahmood is trying to steal my thunder.
Hey, ho, no one can steal your thunder. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Since my Ziad them got back from that Atlantis place, things are much better.
Oh, so they went then. Nice. Mashallah. But how they afforded it, Aisha? You know, Faye posted a video about it the last time. And she was saying it's very expensive.
It is. But you know, our Reza is making good money at that this school she teaches at. She paid for their holiday.
Hey, she pays for all the house expenses also, na? Arre, arre, Aisha, you must tell that son of yours to start working full time. He can't live off his wife's money all the time.
Hi, how? You were the one who told me there's nothing wrong with men being house husbands nowadays. Remember, I was going to tell my Ziad, but then I took your advice and didn't interfere.
Arre, Aisha, you misunderstood me. It's fine if Reza is paying for the necessities while Ziad helps around the house. But once she starts paying for the luxuries, then things will change. You'll see, she won't be so happy to spend all her money on things they don't need. Mark my words, Aisa. One of these days, Raisa is going to pick up that phone and give you an earful on how lazy that son of yours is.
Sabha is restless and moans in her sleep. Suddenly, she lets out a loud scream and Mansoor is shaken awake by the noise.
Sabha, Sabha-chan, wake up.
Wait, he's back. He's coming for me. I must go.
Shh, Sabha, shh. You were having a dream. See, you are right here with me at our home in Dubai.
What? Oh, was it a dream? But it seems so real. Mansoor, it was Nadeem. He was chasing me with an axe.
Shh, Sabha, don't think about it. Dreams aren't a reality, you know.
I know. It's just... it seemed... Oh, who's that?
Calm down, Sabha-jaan. It must be one of the kids.
Ummi, Abba, can I come in?
See? Amir, come on in.
Amir, you startled me. What are you doing up in the middle of the night?
Ummi, I heard you scream, so I came to see what's wrong. Are you alright, Ummi? Why were you screaming?
Your Ummi was having a nightmare, Amir.
Oh, I can never remember my dreams. But the Sheikh at dusk says if you have a nightmare, you should read the awudh and spit 3 times on the side you are sleeping on, then turn to the other side and go back to sleep.
Correct. Do you do that when you have a bad dream, son? You are so fortunate that you are learning all these things at a young age. In our days, we barely had any madrasa learning. Back in our village in Pakistan at that time, the focus was totally on secular education. Of course, things have changed now.
And where I grew up in Chicago, we only had madrasa every Sunday. It was not integrated with school.
Really? That's weird. Ummi, what was your nightmare about?
I can't remember exactly. You'd better go back to bed. Amir, you have school in the morning.
All right. Oh, hey, Ummi. Did Abba tell you about this fire cruise ship that travels along the UAE coastline? I got a brochure for it at school. I showed it to Abba yesterday. Remember, Abba?
I haven't had a chance to discuss it with your mother yet. Amir, now run along back to bed and we'll discuss it tomorrow.
Okay, Abba. Allah Hafiz.
What brochure was Ame talking about, Mansoor?
There's a cruise liner that travels all along the coast for 10 days, stopping at different ports along the way. It leaves from the port here in Dubai. I thought we could go on it when I go on leave in a couple of weeks. And the kids think it might be the ideal thing to get your mind off Mama's death.
The cruise sounds good, but I don't know if I'm up to it. You know, Mansoor, it's not so much Mama's death that has affected me. It's more all the memories I have of the time I was married to Nadeem and Mama did not care about what was happening to me.
Ah, Sabajan, it's not that she did not care. You know how it is amongst us Indian families. It's hard to speak when the perpetrator is your nephew and the victim is your own daughter.
Only daughter, Mansoor. I was Mama's only daughter, her only child.
It's time to let go of your past, Sabah. Forgive your mother. It's the only way you can be free.
You want me to forgive Mama? After she stood by and watched me being beaten up by her nephew? Over and over again?
I've never told anyone about that last time. Mansoor, Papa was away for work. And we were staying with Mama. Because I was already in my 8th month of pregnancy. Nadeem was going out. And I followed him to the top of the stairs in Mama's and Baba's house to ask him where he was going so late at night. He started to shout and swear. Mama came out of her room, but Nadeem was so angry. Mama told me to keep quiet. He pushed me. Mansoor, Nadeem pushed me and I fell down the stairs. I had to rush to the hospital for an emergency C-section because I was bleeding so much.
Sabah, I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
And do you know what was even worse? When the doctors at the hospital asked what happened, Mama lied. She said I have tripped and fallen down the stairs.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.